Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. His last words. It is often the case that one's last words and actions are remembered by their loved ones for a lifetime. When my grandmother was very ill, I sat by her bed and asked, "What can I do?" She replied, "Read Proverbs 31 to me." I didn't know that those would be her last words to me. Later, as I pondered what she said, it was as if she was giving me a final charge to be a virtuous woman. Before Jesus' death, his last words and actions were powerful. When he was with the disciples, he spoke to the Father, "I do not pray for these alone, but for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." John 17, verses 20 and 21. Jesus prayed for these 12 men and for those that would believe on him through their words. That's you and me. He wants us to be of one mind, having unity with each other and with God. He said our oneness will enable the world to believe that he is the Son of God. His words should stir us to strive with all our might to be like-minded. In the upper room, Jesus instituted the supper that represented his body and blood, which he was about to offer. One of his final charges was to remember his body and blood regularly. As recorded in Scripture, the first century Christians observed this feast every first day of the week. Sunday was the Lord's Day. We even have the written testimony of men like Jewish historian Josephus, who acknowledged that Christians met on the first day of the week and ate Jesus' body and blood. After the supper, Jesus continued to share thoughts with the disciples. On the heels of their dispute about which disciple was the greatest, he rose from the table and washed the disciples' feet. He told them it was to illustrate the importance of serving others with a humble heart. John 13, verses 3 through 15. His words and living example should prompt each of us to cheerfully, humbly serve each other and minister to those outside the church. Galatians 6, verse 10. May we constantly be reminded of Jesus' last words and seek each day to follow him to the glory of God the Father. Today's verse. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will live in him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." John chapter 14, verses 23 and 24.